I was so excited when I turned to the scriptures for this morning. Remember when I preached a couple weeks ago and I said, if you have someone who comes to the Lord, put them instead of in John, have them read 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Well, this morning, therefore, you know I've read these books over and over and over again. But this morning I saw something new as my eyes fell on 2 Peter, the first verse. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Beautiful.
Whoa! You know, you think of the apostolic, you think of the apostle. Whoa! You know, like somebody that knows everything and is anointed by the Spirit all the time, etc. But before he says apostle, he says he's a slave.
Beautiful.
And I thought, I wonder what that Greek word really means. And I looked it up, and it means give yourself to another's will. Giving yourself to another's will. To devote to another to the disregard of one's own interests. Wow. At that, I closed my Bible, and I thought, I don't even want to read on for a few minutes. I just want to let that totally sink in. And as I thought about it and as I considered it, how many times can we say that's exactly where we are? We have given ourselves to Jesus Christ and His will at the disregard of our own interests and what we might want to be doing at times. But instead, we're yielding our lives progressively to the will of Jesus Christ. I thought, wow, Peter, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, I still love Paul. Marilyn, you're absolutely right. I think Paul is incredible. But this just kind of gave me a new love for Peter as he identifies himself. He's saying this about himself. Just like we would say, what would you say about yourself? Wow, the first thing he says is, I'm a slave of Jesus Christ.
Beautiful.
And he goes on because his whole heart in this is trying to get the new believers to the people that are going to read this letter. He's trying to get them to see who they are in Christ and what they have. And so we have our verse for the morning. And I'm going to stand and say it. We'll stand and say it together. Then I'm going to just talk a little bit about what comes after this. So let's stand and let's say it together. May God bless you with His special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our God and Lord, better and better. As we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. There's enough in that those two verses for a whole message. Man, what He has given us, His own glory and goodness, He's given that to us. We need to open our arms and receive it and quit complaining, huh? Amen. He's given us His rich promises, it goes on to say. He has promised we will escape the decadence around us. Is there decadence around us? Turn on the television and you know there is. Amen. Just go out in public and you know there is. He says we will escape even our own evil desires because, and then he says why, he tells us why, because we share His divine nature. You know what's in there? Look at yourself and say, the divine nature is in here. Do it. The divine nature is in here. Amen. And then we get to share His glory. He is truly wonderful. Has He been good to you? Amen. We need to reckon on that. He is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's enter into worshiping this one that was so wonderful to us.